Holy snapping turtle teeth. What's going on here?
It's Friday.
It's Friday.
I'm ready for the weekend.
It's going to be a banging party.
Yeah, there's a lot of drinking involved.
Are you drunk?
Of course I am. It's a party.
Party, easy. Party.
Easy. Oh, my goodness.
What time is it, you say?
It is time for another show.
It's showtime.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Could you tell it's National Happy Hour all day? Day? And I got nothing. Who plans this show? My mom?
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Happy hour day all day long. Who invented this? And it's probably the liquor or the beer industry, right? No. Happy hour was actually started in the U.S. Navy during World War I. Little Veterans Day leftover here. The crew of the USS Arkansas came up with a name for the ship's scheduled entertainment. Now, by the 1950s, the party had migrated off the ship to bars on land. Today it's known as an early bird special of boozing, but today is National Happy Hour Day, where it's 5 o'clock anytime, anywhere. All right. In case you don't partake, it's also National Chicken Soup for the Soul Day. Yesterday was Veterans Day. We can't thank you people enough for participating in all of our 94KX activities, including party at Jackass Brewing last night in Lewisburg. Wow. You people were great veterans turning out. It was more than just free food and dollar off beer toward charity. It was like this big fellowship party. And yesterday when we posted Show Us Your Vet, some of the stories were so heartwarming, brought tears to my eyes. And even some people that I've known for a long time, I didn't know they were veterans. See, some talk about it, some don't. And to see pictures, old pictures of some old friends in uniform, just amazing. You people are great, and I've said this before throughout my career. You people make the show.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Well, late night TV helps with the show, too. Jimmy Fallon is on the way talking about that Subway tuna fish you heard Mark talking about. And Seth is on the way with the latest from Facebook. Or is it Meta?
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
The tuna lawsuit against Subway sandwiches is back. And now they're saying that the tuna contains chicken, pork, and cattle DNA. Even crazier, when they tested Subway's chicken and pork, they found it's 100% tuna.
Really? According to a new poll, 76% of Americans said that Facebook makes society worse. Said Zuckerberg, right. But what do you think of Meta?
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
First came the ugly Christmas sweater. Remember when those parties started? People were like, what is going on? Now everybody does them. Every store even sells them pre-ugly, where you used to actually be wearing your grandma's Christmas sweater or something. Now, something ugly just got uglier. We now have ugly Christmas sweater Crocs. Are you kidding me? Now, if you're wearing Crocs at work, you work in the medical field, I think that's where the croc came from. You nurses with the matching crocs, adorable. But people that wear them, like around, I don't get it. They got big holes in them. They stink. They're all dirty. They're made out of rubber. If your feet sweat, yuck. But now they're available with beautiful Christmas trees on them and wreaths and little, oh, look at the one with the snowman. Google it. Go ahead. They're ugly, but they're selling like crazy. And they're called Ugly Christmas Sweater Crocs. Man, the only thing missing is putting the smell in them, you know what I mean?
What's worse than an ugly Christmas sweater? Ugly Christmas Sweater Crocs.
Mm-hmm.
And what's even more disturbing than Ugly Christmas Sweater Crocs?
Tell me.
New family-scented Ugly Christmas Sweater Crocs.
Oh, boy.
Yep, we've taken holiday-themed Crocs and given them distinct and unforgettable family smells.
Like?
Crocs that actually smell like old Christmas sweaters.
Choose
from Grandma Merle's Mothball Attic or Uncle Bill's Black Mold Mildew from boxes left on the garage floor.
Yeah.
One whiff, and you'll be transported back with your family members. Whether you want to or not.
No, I can't. No.
Hell no.
Family-scented, ugly Christmas sweater Crocs.
Oh, please just stop.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Coming up, some viral comedy. Hey, ladies, how many donuts can you eat?
Oh, my God. That was so good.
How about a dozen?
3 minutes 40. I'm pretty proud of that.
How about a dozen donuts in under 4 minutes? Wow.
viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
All right, listen to it now and check it out later. You heard Mark Lawrence talk about it in the news, perhaps not. A doorbell camera capturing a woman having a baby on her own front lawn.
The contractions went to 5 minutes and 3 minutes and 2 minutes and 1 minute in like a matter of about 20 to 30 minutes. Yeah, yeah. And we're like, oh, we got to get in the car. We got to go. Got to the car, stood at the car, and just said, no, I can't get into this car.
Oh my.
I'm just going to get on the grass and I'm going to be here. This is going to be my spot.
I'm on my hands and knees and little head comes out. And by the time they walked up to me, I had a baby in my arms crying.
And it was caught on the doorbell cam. Wow. Wow.
I just laid back in the grass and just took a nice deep breath. And
I was like, oh, this is going to be on the camera. I'm going to watch this and we can share this.
I joke that it was like, you know, being a cow giving birth in a field.
Well, because it was. But you're a woman giving birth in the front lawn, a tiny front lawn in California. Boy, times have changed. Okay, ladies, if that wasn't enough viral comedy for you, and you can look it up later on the doorbell cam, how about this woman who's a competitive eater and goes for eating a dozen donuts in under...
3, 2, 1,
under 4 minutes! And away she goes.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you gotta watch this. A whole dozen Krispy Kremes in under 4 minutes. And let me tell you, it'll either make you hungry for Krispy Kremes.
So good. Or that was my time. 3 minutes, 40 seconds.
You'll never touch them again.
That.
Yeah.
Whew.
3 minutes, 40 seconds for all those Krispy Kremes. And finally, here's one for the tree farm that you go to for your Christmas tree. A TikTok that was Magic Mike.
I thought it'd be kind of funny, but I really didn't think it was like that funny. In the last few days, it pretty much almost just went viral. I was happened to be just driving down the road and that song came on. And I thought, God, we ought to do a dance to that or something. It'd be kind of funny. We did a rehearsal like a couple days before. And the guys weren't really into it that much.
Yeah.
Get on the pole and kind of did a...
No, don't do that. No, don't do that.
Spin, and it was kind of like that.
Although it is kind of funny.
Had something special.
Hey, Stan at Stony Hill, I got an idea for you.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
Stan, where are you?
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
How much more can you stand than that? How about your final key to Cancun with Morgan in the Morning?
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
NFL, let's not talk about it. It's been a messed up season, though. I don't care who your team is. The Eagles, oof, are they going to turn it around? The Steelers, hey, they're going to win, but then they don't. Oh, they're going to lose, and then they win. If the Jets can win this season, anybody could win on any given week. And the Cleveland Browns and Cincinnati, I used to mix them up when I was a kid. Now I mix them up again because they're both the same team, I swear. Stop with the commenting on the Ravens losing last night. All my friends are checking in with me now. What happened to you? Nothing happened to me. I didn't play in the game. Come on now. And then there's this mess with Aaron Rodgers. I mean, it just needs to go away.
Welcome to Mr. Aaron Rodgers' neighborhood.
Hi, Aaron.
It's a beautiful day for a football game. I'm clear of the virus and ready to play.
Really?
Though I falsely stated I'd been vaccinated.
Well, you did do that.
I thought that I might get an allergy or damage my manly fertility.
Ooh.
That's why falsely stated I'd been vaccinated.
Okay.
I have never trusted a politician, left or right.
Well, me either.
But I have no problem if I infect everybody in sight.
That is a problem.
But I'll make a promise and swear that it's true.
Okay.
If I play this Sunday, we'll be 8-2.
Oh, boy.
Everything's fine, because I paid a fine. So won't you please quit bothering me?
It was a very small fine.
Won't you please quit bothering me? Asking if I've been vaccinated. Thanks, good neighbor.
You're welcome, State Farm guy. On the way, Flashback Friday.
WQKX, WQKX HD1, Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation station for the best songs on the radio for more than 40 years. It's Flashback Friday.
Yeah, it is. And the Ford Fun Line is open. 1-800-326-94KX.
Flashback Friday. Flashback Friday.
Pretty sweet, huh?
On 94KX.
Special treat coming up for you. Very special treat for you, Flashback Friday people. Have you ever thought about a mashup between Phil Collins and Michael Jackson? How about the song In the Air Tonight? So spooky. A song not necessarily about love, if you know what I mean. And then there's Michael Jackson and a fun song from the 90s called Remember the Time We Fell in Love. Phil Collins and Michael Jackson. Back to back with a mashup. Flashback Friday, 94KX.
Do you remember?
I remember.
How it all began.
How could I ever forget? It's the first time.
Do you remember?
I can feel it. I can feel it.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX. It's the 94KX Keys to Cancun Contest with Liberty Travel. Here's the keyword you need to text.
Your last Morgan in the Morning keyword, because Monday we find out who the winner is. Now, this is not your last keyword, just your last keyword on this show. And it is guide. I don't know about you, but when I go on vacation, I don't need no stinking guide. But anyway, the word is guide.
Text that keyword now to 49330 along with your hometown to be in the running for a trip to Grand Fiesta Americana Coral Beach, all-inclusive hotel in Cancun. From Liberty Travel and 94KX. Morgan in the Morning. Be a part of the show. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
Good morning. We have a song request for Flashback Friday.
Sure. What do you need today?
Can we hear Black Betty?
Oh, Black Betty. You're going way back.
Yeah, I got a whole car full of Shikellamy students that would like to hear it this morning.
What? Why would a Shikellamy student want to hear a song that old?
I have no idea.
Are they trying to stump their mom, or what are they doing?
Maybe they are. I'm not sure.
Okay. We'll see what we can do. You're taking a whole load of them to school, or are you going on a Friday field trip?
They're my kids plus one.
Okay. So they're going to school.
Right.
All right. I was hoping for maybe a Friday field trip where you were one of those designated driver moms.
I wish, but I don't think they're doing field trips due to COVID.
Oh, that's true. Still no field trips. Well, you enjoy that trip to school, and we'll dig up your song, all right?
All right, thank you.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, Black Betty, turn it up. Flashback Friday, 94KX.
Flashback Betty.
Flashback Friday.
WQKX.
Hope those Shikellamy kids turned up the radio real loud. I haven't heard that song in ages.
Oh my goodness. I can't even. We were trying to figure out when it was done. We don't really know for sure.
The original, a blues song, what, from the 30s?
Yeah, like Huddy Ledbetter or someone did it originally a long time ago, yeah.
And then there's Ram Jam for the kids all jammed into a minivan.
Into a minivan.
Oh, Ram Jam minivan, Bam-ba-lam.
Now we have a new song.
Birthday Buddy's next. Stay with us.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday Buddies.
Yes.
Yay.
Birthday Buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday Buddies.
Every day.
And go.
Are you cheering just because it's Friday or because it's Birthday Buddy
Well,
time?
It could be a little of each.
Okay. How
Birthday,
are you today?
Friday Buddies. Fine.
We kind of match in a weird kind of way. Black
yes.
pants, black hoodies.
Black hoodies, except you have King's College and I have a Jeep on the front of mine.
Oh, black hoodie. Ram-blam.
A new song from Ram Jam.
Can't stop. Please make him stop for your thinking, right? All right, celebrity birthdays today. Basketball point guard Russell Westbrook is 33.
Okay.
He's playing for who now? I don't understand. It's the NBA. You get traded every week.
You don't know what jersey you're wearing.
No, he didn't. No. Houston Rockets, by the way. Anne Hathaway. I love her. She's 39.
Oh, yeah. She is nice. I like her, too.
Here's one you'll like. Ryan Gosling from The Notebook, 41.
Okay.
You need a minute? You okay?
No, I'll stay here. It's okay.
You want to take off that hoodie? You getting warm? You getting warm under the hoodie there? Okay.
Keep going. Come on.
Okay, sorry. Two naughty athletes, Tanya Harding and Sammy Sosa, are 51 and 53.
Two naughty athletes.
One likes to bat some other athletes, and the other poisons his bat. Okay, corks his bat and poisons his
That's
body.
Some athletes.
And old man, look at my life. Neil Young is 76.
Yeah, he's married to Daryl Hannah. I always forget about that.
So do I.
He's married to Daryl Hannah. Seriously.
Is she still a 10?
I don't know. I haven't seen her lately. I just see him. I don't know.
Neil's not a 10.
No.
Oh.
Never was.
Nah.
Never will be.
Nothing against Neil, but you know.
And do you believe in miracles? Yes!
Of course.
Al Michaels is 77 years old today.
Okay. Still does a good job on the air.
Yeah, but still one of my favorite sports calls of all time, the USA winning the hockey game against Russia.
Yeah, in the Olympics, yeah.
That's amazing. All right, now let's check the local celebs. We call them
birthday buddies.
We certainly do. Alicia Wenrick up here on Blue Hill is 44.
Allie Wenrick from Port Treverton is 44 today, too. Maybe they're related.
Maybe they're twins.
Maybe. Ooh.
Hey, Barry Reed is 68 today.
Brianne Wenzel from Hughesville, 41 today.
Happy birthday, David Wilson from McVeightown. He's 48.
Kara Medley from Milton, 39 today. Happy birthday.
Kayla Leitzel from Sealands Grove, 27.
Linda Johnson from Mifflinburg, 50 today.
Linda Ross is 63. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Lisa Fry. She's 59.
Troy Geyer from Sealands Grove is 55.
And oh, there's one more. I was ready to put the list down. There's one more. Mm-hmm. Last but not least, Zach Knepp from Middleburg, 42. Happy birthday, Zach.
And he's only last because his name begins with a Z.
Z, exactly.
How'd you like to go through school that way? Like, always the last kid in class? That's just terrible.
Yeah, I was near the end of the alphabet, so I was always in the last row, too.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, happy birthday, Zach. You could always call him in if you have a birthday coming up. Do it early, though. Ford Fun Line, always open. Email us early as well. As a matter of fact, do it all early, even Facebook Messenger.
Anything, do it early.
So we don't
2 o'clock in the morning. No, I'm
We're
kind of
like the U.S. Postal Service.
We
don't want to miss your valuable birthday.
Your valuable birthday. We won't wreck it or anything like that. We put Fragile on the box so we don't drop it.
News is coming up. Imagine being in a country where you're a nurse in a hospital and you weren't allowed to come home for 2 years. Imagine what that homecoming would be like. She's finally allowed to go home after being quarantined for 2 years. The good news is on the way next.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
That's some good news.
Oh, Tommy, it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
You know, we've all been in lockdown, but some foreign countries are seriously locked down. Imagine being a nurse working overseas and not being allowed to come home for 2 years until this week. Listen to Hannah Patterson coming home to the people she's missed for over 2 years. She was quarantined overseas in Australia, finally coming home to her family and friends in New Zealand. And we've all heard of Make-A-Wish. How about a 13-year-old whose wish is to feed others?
I had my transplant 10 months ago, so yeah, I'm doing good.
We were excited. This is our first philanthropic wish in our 20-plus years as a chapter in this state. So it's a huge milestone for us, but also this is the first meal that Abraham is able to serve.
It's just a blessing to see all these people getting fed because I made a choice. So, yeah, when I leave, I'm going to feel joyful.
Abraham, you make us joyful. A kid donating his Make-A-Wish money to feed locals in a soup kitchen. That's more than good news. Good news in Sunbury yesterday. The ceremony in Cameron Park was beautiful. Beautiful.
This is good news.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Postmaster General just said that the U.S. Postal Service is ready for the holiday package rush. Unfortunately, the holiday they're talking about is July 4th, but still, they're ready.
Apple CEO Tim Cook said in an interview this week that he's worried about the amount of time people spend, quote, scrolling mindlessly on their devices, which is kind of like hearing that your weed dealer is worried you sleep too much.
Before
before you get your ticket and your popcorn, see what Movie Mike has to say. Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
Clifford jumps from the page to the screen in a brand new movie, but is it a big red dog? I'll tell you in just a moment. But first, I can't believe I said that. This review is sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing No Time to Die. For showtimes, please visit their website, campustheater.org. Clifford the Big Red Dog stars Jack Whitehall as an irresponsible guy taking care of his young niece while her mother is out of town. They end up in possession of an adorable red puppy who magically grows to the size of an elephant overnight. If you've read Norman Bridwell's Clifford books, you know the dog goes on wholesome adventures with the girl, learning about human customs and using his size to help people in need. The movie is about an evil corporation whose leader, played by Tony Hale, wants to kidnap Clifford. They do animal experimentation that leads to things like breeding a goat with two heads, so your kids will have 96 straight minutes of worrying about what awful things will happen to Clifford if they catch him. That is such an idiotic approach to take in bringing this beloved character to the screen, and it's made worse by an excess of unnecessary crude humor. Clifford relieves himself on a tree with the force of a fire hose, splashing someone in the process. He passes gas. He licks himself. And if you think there are multiple butt-sniffing jokes here, you are absolutely correct.
Oh my.
Clifford the Big Red Dog is a complete betrayal of the simple charms that have made the book series so popular with kids around the world. Everyone involved in this film should be deeply ashamed of themselves. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 1 shock collar.
Shock.
Because I want to put a shock collar on everybody who made this movie and punish them.
You can't take a classic book series and turn it into a sci-fi, rude humor kind of movie.
Yeah, and I'm sure there will be people out there who say, oh, you're being a grouch. This is just supposed to be a fun, sweet movie for kids. But it's not fun and it's not sweet. It's kind of an ugly, nasty little movie when you really get down to it. And I think that if people take the time, I mean, hopefully people will show their kids something better and more imaginative. But, you know, parents maybe see this movie first and really take a look at what it's saying and what it's doing. And I think you might agree with me that this is just garbage.
Now, did you get the chance to screen it first or did you wander into a theater with your little boys?
I saw it first on my own. I screened it first and decided that I would not be showing it to
your
kids.
Youngster.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. All right, you might get a little pushback from this, Mike, so get ready.
I might. It's already happening on Twitter.
I know. I saw it. I didn't want to reveal it, but are you okay with some of the pushback? I mean...
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
All right, sounds good. Mike, have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too.
Keep your eyes open.
I will.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Flashback Friday with some flashback audio. Could this be the original McDonald's TV commercial?
Introducing the world's newest, silliest, and hamburger-eatingest clown, Ronald McDonald. Now, where is that clown? Oh, Ronald.
Here I am, kids. Hey, isn't watching TV fun? Especially when you got delicious McDonald's hamburgers.
Ronald, you can't be on TV and watch it at the same time. Now, come on and meet the boys and girls.
Oh, we've already met. I know we're going to be friends, too, because I like to do everything boys and girls like to do. We'll have lots of fun.
He's Ronald McDonald.
It's thought to be the original McDonald's TV commercial with Willard Scott as Ronald McDonald.
Could be a McDonald's crispy chicken sandwich winner right now.
This isn't just another chicken sandwich. No, it's more than that.
It's a reward for listening to Morgan in the Morning.
You'll be biting into McDonald's new crispy, juicy, tender chicken sandwich.
Just like McDonald's gives you rewards for visiting.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
We have another winner.
Woo! 94KX, hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Shannon.
Hi, Shannon. Where are you calling from today?
Lewisburg.
Oh, what's so funny today, Shannon?
Nothing.
I will tell you, I just snatched a random line and it's you. And you get to enjoy more chicken for the choosing at McDonald's with the crispy chicken, the spicy chicken, or the deluxe. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you.
Flashback Friday, 94KX. Didn't your grandma or your mama ever tell you the best things in life are free?
Morgan in the Morning. Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, let's get started on the top things you say that'll make you sound old. All right? No thanks. I can't have caffeine this late in the day. I'll never fall asleep. That's not true. How about... Oh, that's a nice box. Keep it. Think about that when you're opening Christmas gifts, okay? How about, oh, babe, check out these New Balances. Yeah, don't. No. You strap something, then you strap something to the top of your car, maybe your Christmas tree, and you say, that's not going anywhere. Yeah. You're old. If you're at Home Depot and you say something like, oh yeah, that's quality lumber right there. How about alcohol makes me sleepy? How about why is that music so loud in here? Referring to people in their early 20s as kids. I do that every day. I can't go out to dinner. I have a chicken in the fridge that's thawing. It'll go bad. And finally, it's 8:30 at night. Don't you think that's a little too late for a movie?
Be a part of the show, Morgan in the Morning. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, could you play Easy to Be Hard by Three Dog Night?
Wow, that goes back a ways.
It sure does.
What a cool song, though. It reminds me of an amusement park that used to be at Harvey's Lake called Hanson's, and they played music on the merry-go-round back in the 70s, and I was a kid, and I loved when that came on. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for that memory. That's pretty neat. Who's calling? Who's this?
Clarence.
Okay, Clarence. Out there in Coatmount. Well, you have yourself a good weekend, Clarence, all right?
Yep, you too.
Thanks, buddy.
Try to stay dry today.
I will. See ya. Love it, love it.
Bye.
Powerful song from the 70s, and it's still so true today. It's so easy to be hard. It's so easy to be cold. I hate hate. Is that a phrase? Can we say that? So much hate in the world today. The Here for Good Fund with SBC Media Partners has raised more than $3 million since 1987, and that money goes to help those who need assistance in Northumberland, Snyder, and Union counties. Holiday help. Because, like the song said, it's easy to be hard. Maybe we all need to soften up a little bit. Be kind and be good. This year's goal, $150,000, hereforgoodcampaign.org. The address, if you're mailing, is our good friends at Mifflinburg Bank and Trust. Let's be here for good. What a great Flashback Friday. You guys are amazing with the requests.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Our parting shot happened last night on TV when the hosts of two late night TV shows were surprised when someone swapped their guests.
Please welcome the always entertaining, the one and only Will Ferrell.
No, it's not Will.
Ryan Reynolds, it is.
Oh my God. I just put the kids to bed. I was walking the dog around the block. Yeah. Will called.
Okay.
Said he was running a little late.
Okay.
Asked me if I'd jump in for him. I said, anything for you, Will?
Yeah,
I'm in.
How late is Will running?
He's going to be here in about a half past never. Will's not coming.
Please welcome Ryan Reynolds.
So this is supposed to be
you.
Whoa. That was very nice.
Wow. Yeah. What are you doing? Where's Ryan?
Ryan couldn't make it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
No, I got a text from him, said he was running late.
Uh-huh.
Which usually means he's not going to show up.
Right.
And I'm just excited for Red Notice.
Are you in Red Notice?
I am not.
Nice switcheroo last night on late night TV. Chad Evans is coming up next. I promise.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.